Good morning. It's Wednesday, December 31st. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. Native freshwater mussels do important work filtering the water in Midwest rivers.
If you took every mussel out of this river and went and visited water treatment facilities along the Neosho River, I'd imagine that water treatment would get a lot more expensive if you didn't have mussels in the water.
These animals are in trouble, but Kansas has a plan to help them. That's coming up after the news. For one day only, Wichita is a two-city manager city. Dennis Marstall begins work today as the new city manager. It's also Bob Layton's final day as city manager. Layton was hired in February of 2009 to head city business. In his nearly 17 years on the job, Layton oversaw the construction of a new airport, a new ballpark, a new downtown library, and a water treatment plant. He announced his retirement in April. Layton's announcement kicked off a months-long national candidate search that ended with Marstall's hiring in December. The Trump administration is awarding funds to states to address rural health issues, but as Beck Shackelford-Wanganga of the Kansas News Service reports, experts say it's not enough to offset losses from recent Medicaid cuts.
The Rural Health Transformation Fund will allocate $50 billion over 5 years to the states. Half of the funding will be split among all approved states, and the other half will be allocated at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid's discretion, according to CMS. Catherine Hempstead with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, a nonprofit, says she's concerned the rest of the funds will be doled out based on politics.
So I think there is a lot of opportunity for kind of spoilsmanship with the awarding of this more discretionary half of the fund that I think, a lot of people are concerned about.
According to the state's application, Kansas asked for nearly $200 million. CMS did not respond to a request for comment. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
The Kansas Department of Transportation and Kansas Highway Patrol are launching a new safety campaign for drivers traveling through blowing dust and high winds. Kaylin Moore of the Kansas News Service reports.
After a dust storm in northwest Kansas caused a 70-car pileup that killed 8 people this year, the Transportation Department is reminding Kansas drivers of safety protocols. Dust storms often occur from December to April. These sudden, quote-unquote, brownout conditions increase the likelihood of multi-vehicle crashes. In a video, Kansas Highway Patrol Trooper Todd Heilman says, sometimes it's just best to avoid the roads.
And if the wind's already howling, maybe today's just a good day to stay home.
If caught in a dust storm, Heilman reminds drivers to pull off the road completely, turn off all your lights, and set the brake and stay buckled until it clears. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
The Trump administration is poised to step up workplace immigration raids in 2026 as $170 billion in new federal funding flows into enforcement. As Harvest Public Media's Frank Morris reports, the crackdown could make a serious labor shortage in agriculture worse.
Farm laborers were in short supply before the immigration crackdown, so the Trump administration has moved to expand guest worker visas and lower mandatory hourly wages for guest workers. Farmers generally applaud the moves, but North Carolina tobacco farmer Brandon Batten says the industry needs long-term legislative fixes.
We just need options to be able to continue to feed and clothe this nation within our own borders. And without legislation or meaningful reform, the stability is not going to be there because every administration change is going to have their own take on the rules.
Legislation introduced in Congress would loosen restrictions on the guest worker program. Farm labor unions are suing to stop the guest worker wage cuts. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Frank Morris.
Sedgwick County will activate its non-emergency phone line for noise complaints ahead of the New Year's holiday. The number will be active from 9 o'clock tonight until 1:30 in the morning on New Year's Day. People should use the line when reporting non-emergency situations such as fireworks, excessive noise, or party complaints. The number was created to manage high call volumes during the New Year's holiday. It allows 911 dispatchers to be available for actual emergency calls. The non-emergency number is 316-290-1011. Kansas Supreme Court Chief Justice Eric Rosen will formally take the oath of office next week. Rosen is replacing Marla Lukert. She announced earlier this month she was stepping down because of health problems. Rosen has served as acting Chief Justice since October when Lukert took medical leave. He was appointed to the Supreme Court in 2005 by Governor Kathleen Sebelius. The state constitution says the Chief Justice position is reserved for the court member with the longest tenure. Rosen is a Topeka native and a Washburn University Law School graduate. The ramp to westbound Kellogg for drivers traveling north on I-135 will close beginning Monday. The Kansas Department of Transportation says bridge construction at the interchange will close the ramp until the fall of 2027. Crews plan to replace one bridge there and do repair work on another. Traffic on I-135 and Kellogg will be reduced to one lane in both directions in the project area. People traveling north on I-135 can use the 2nd Street exit. They can enter south from I-135 from there and use the westbound Kellogg ramp. We'll be back after this.
Support for KMUW comes from Fidelity Bank with Business 360, banking and lending for small businesses ready to grow. Online at fidelitybank.com.
I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. Native fish and mussels are signs that a river is healthy, but some of them are vanishing from Midwest waterways. Now Kansas has a plan to help 21 species, including a rare mussel called the Neosho mucket. From the Kansas News Service podcast Up From Dust, Celia Yopis-Jepson reports.
Earlier this year, biologist Trevor Starks was kneeling in about 2 feet of water, searching the bottom of the Neosho River for something about the size of a ping pong ball.
I know there's 600 of them right in this area.
600 Neosho muckets, endangered mussels. Starks works for the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. And last year, Kansas and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service released the mussels here, about an hour south of Topeka. So Trevor was back to check up on them.
To be quite honest, I kind of thought we would have found one by now. Might try to go out a little deeper.
This is a reintroduction effort. The last evidence of Neosho muckets living in this river was back in the mid-90s. Kansas wants them to thrive again. It's part of a state plan to help 21 imperiled mussel, fish, and turtle species. When animals disappear from a region, it's called local extirpation, and scientists worry those disappearances can add up.
Water filtration, clean air, clean water, pollination, all of those things that intact environments do for us, we could lose that.
For example, mussel beds feed predators such as otters, they create underwater habitat, and they clean the river water.
If you took every mussel out of this river and went and visited water treatment facilities along the Neosho River, I'd imagine that water treatment would get a lot more expensive if you didn't have mussels in the water.
The Neosho River does still have mussels, but it and many other Kansas rivers don't have as many as they once did. 8 mussel species have vanished from Kansas. 20 more are in trouble. And some of the key reasons for that are in the past, like the mussel industry, which turned millions of tons of mussel shells into mother-of-pearl products last century. Pollution also killed mussels, especially before the 1972 Federal Clean Water Act regulating factories and sewage.
In the past, if a mussel bed got wiped out, that spot would probably be able to be recolonized from another part of the river.
The mussels could come back. Their babies hitchhike on fish. But today, dams block the way. So now wildlife biologists are their transport, trucking specific mussel species back to places that were once their home.
These mussels will never be back here without human intervention.
One challenge to the plan? Most land in Kansas is privately owned, and many landowners are not eager to have endangered or threatened species around. They're worried about the liability related to federal and state rules. So Kansas worked with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to create a new statewide approach for the 21 aquatic species they want to help.
10 fish, 10 mussels, and then the alligator snapping turtle.
Landowners who let Kansas release these animals get legal protections if one gets hurt by accident while the landowner's doing activities that are legal, for example, in the course of farming. This approach has opened doors.
If you sit down with the landowner and explain what you want to do and be completely transparent and answer all their questions, like, I haven't had anyone say no.
So far, Kansas has nearly 20 agreements in place with landowners to release imperiled mussels, fish, or turtles on their properties. Like on that farm where I watched Starks checking to see if those 600 Neosho muckets had survived their first winter in the Neosho River. His face lit up when he found one.
I'm pretty excited about this because this animal's alive.
The little brown shellfish has a number tattooed on it, proving it's one of the 600 from the hatchery. Starks hopes these Neosho muckets will one day reproduce, and maybe a few years from now, he'll find some without hatchery tattoos, because they were born in the wild.
That's the big, long end game, is to find a self-sustaining population here again.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
You can hear the full story about restoring rare animals to rivers on the podcast Up From Dust. Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We're taking another short break for New Year's, so we'll be back on Monday the 5th. Have a happy New Year. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.